Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast where we talk about programs and resources at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library. I'm Eric, a librarian at the South County Regional Library. With me today is Jeff, a librarian at the North County Regional Library. For those of you who've been using it, currently closed to renovation, who is now currently working at the digital branch.
How's everybody doing?
It's that time of year when students of all ages go back to school. There are also those who still want to learn, even though they are not enrolled in a school. And then there are folks that want to learn things that can help with personal interests or work-related materials, even if they are in school. In this episode of Meet Me at the Library, we'll be talking about programs and resources available through the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library system that can help adults and teens learn new things to help with their endeavors through a recent program series called Learning Circles. With us today, we have Martha Yesowich. She is the Educational Partnerships Manager for Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library.
Hi.
We also have Yolanda Slaughter, a librarian here at Maine Library.
Hello.
And Pam Turner, a Library Service Specialist at the Job Help Center, also here at Maine Library.
Hi, good to be here.
Thanks. Also, check us out at cmlibrary.org/branches for more information on library locations and phone numbers. Yolanda, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I just started working here at the Maine Library, and I have several programs that I facilitate, book clubs, technology circles, and also learning circles.
Great, thank you. Martha, can you say a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm the Educational Partnerships Manager for the library, which means I handle our formal partnerships with educational institutions around the county, and I also keep an eye out for interesting learning opportunities that might be coming from other library systems or other organizations around the country.
Great, thank you for that. Pam, please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So I work in the Job Help Center here at Maine Library, helping with computer skills and supporting job seekers as they search for jobs, apply for jobs, update resumes, that kind of thing. My background is in arts and the education, so I like to bring those into play too, in supporting adults as learners in a variety of ways.
Great, thank you. We're going to find out more from these experts on specifics on learning circles and how they can help adult and teens continue their education outside the classroom. Martha, give us a little background on learning circles and how they started.
Okay, sure. I first learned about learning circles a couple years ago at the American Library Association National Convention in Orlando. There was a presentation by some of the folks from Peer-to-Peer University, which is abbreviated P2PU, and they had been piloting a program of learning circles, which are really loosely facilitated learning opportunities for the public, an opportunity for people to come together and learn about things that interest them without having to enroll in a formal college class or really find an expert to teach them. It's really a way that people can learn together. And the program had been piloted at Cleveland Public Library and also in Chicago. A few librarians just had a panel talking about some of their experiences. And it really sounded like the kind of thing we could do here in Charlotte. We have a really rich history of book groups and book clubs. And learning circles are really a book club that's meeting about a topic rather than a book. It comes from a Scandinavian idea of study circles from the early 20th century. You know, in Sweden and Denmark, it's cold and dark in the winter. And neighbors would get together to maybe read a book together, maybe talk about politics, maybe learn something new about technology. And we thought that it was something fun to bring into the 21st century.
Great, thank you. So guys, how do you decide what content or audience you'd like a learning circle to be geared towards?
So we have designed poster surveys to determine what our patrons, our customers, are interested in hearing about.
Yes, so we did have a poster here at Maine Library where people could respond to topics that we had chosen that we thought might be of interest, or add a topic of their own. And okay. So they were able to physically put a dot on the poster by the things they were interested in, and then we took that, it's a kind of not scientific survey, we took that interest information to decide what were good places to start for learning circles.
Cool, yeah, that sounds like it works.
Yeah, excellent.
some of those topics include entrepreneurship, and that's how I decided on completing an entrepreneurship learning circle series.
Interesting. So why would someone want to choose to join a learning circle instead of learning the material alone by themselves?
A really telling part of the learning circle training that we went through was when they asked us all to raise our hand if we had ever taken an online course. So almost every hand in the room goes up. Then they said, how many of you completed that course? And there's like two hands left. So that's the big problem with learning alone, is that it's kind of boring. It's hard to stay with it. Whereas a learning circle is very engaging and dynamic. The learners help support each other. They get to know new people. It's just an entirely different experience.
And do you find that they're accountable to each other too? Is that a factor?
So they do hold each other accountable, right? They'll call people that aren't there and kind of fuss at people who didn't do their assignments, that kind of thing.
Right.
So the learning circle model is built on the values of community, peer learning, and also equity. So it's about a lot more than just covering some course content.
Okay. Interesting. What have been some more of the kind of exciting examples throughout the system that you've seen for learning circles?
Well, last year when I had the public speaking learning circle, I had people that came from a really wide variety of backgrounds. So I had a family that had just moved to the States from South America, and they were trying to really learn English and learn about the community at the same time. I had a new mom who had a three-week-old baby that she brought with her to the learning circle. You know, and I had then people who were starting businesses or nonprofits and trying to develop public speaking skills for presenting their business in public. So it was a real interesting mix of reasons for being there, but seeing how they bonded together and how they learned the material and reacted to both each other and the material was a lot of fun.
Because public speaking, that's a tough topic. I mean, I've heard that people would rather get eaten by a shark than speak in front of a group. So did you have any experience with that? I mean, not sharks, but people getting nervous?
So, yes. I mean, I personally chose that topic to lead because it's something that is not real comfortable for me. So, yes, there was a lot of nervousness that we saw. And then there were a few people who felt very confident and could share some of their confidence with the people who felt less confident. So that's, you know, that's the advantage of having a variety of backgrounds in the room.
Cool. Right. Now, is the learning circle based on, is it technology based like an online course? Is it more book based?
So we do use online courses. There could be a mix of resources that you use throughout the course, but for the learning circles that I've facilitated, we're focusing on a course that we found online.
Okay.
And generally, a learning circle is somewhat technology-based because you're either working your way through an online course or you're helping a group of people learn to use technology. And that could technology could be as easy as working with a group of seniors to get them all on Facebook so they can see pictures of their grandkids. Or it can be a group of amateur photographers who want to beef up their Photoshop skills. And so they can use library computers and software to learn how to, you know, make their photos pop and post them and things like that. So it's really... What's really cool about learning circles is, like Pam and Yolanda said, you can put up a giant post-it note with some little stickies beside it and just say, hey, what do you want to learn? And you may be surprised to learn what your community is interested in.
So what kind of surprises have you discovered, if any?
One of the surprises I had in my learning circle was we had a Music Business Foundations learning circle. And the people that attended, how much knowledge or background knowledge they already had about the industry was really interesting to find out. They were sharing things that even the professor wasn't sharing on the online course. So that's another positive thing that comes from the learning circle.
Everyone learning from each other. That's great. So can you guys tell us a little bit about some of the learning circles that you've had in the past and maybe some coming up?
Sure. I think Pam and Yolanda talked a little bit about what they've done in the past. We had the public speaking learning circle here at Maine Library that went really well. We've talked about entrepreneurship. We have one going on right now at our Mountain Island Library that may be repeated by the time you hear this podcast. That's about social media marketing and how to use social media to promote a small business. So that's really useful for some of the small business owners in our area. We've also tried focusing a little bit on health and wellness. We've had some mindfulness learning circles. We've had a couple of different healthy cooking learning circles that were really interesting. A lot of libraries do book groups around cookbooks, and those tend to be popular and really build community. And so we tried a learning circle around a specific website, podcasters, recipes, and that went pretty well. It was fun for everybody involved and tasty. And then, like I said earlier, technology is really a good topic for learning circles, especially people who want to learn to code or want to learn how to use Python or Java or one of the programming languages and just beef up their skills and help each other out. So those have been really successful as well. And then we have some pretty cool stuff coming up.
Tell us how we would find these programs and access them. Like, how would we know when and where these programs are taking place?
So you can always find our events on the library's online calendar. And that can be found at cmlibrary.org/calendar. And our calendar allows you to filter all of our events by branch or tags or keywords. So if you're specifically looking for the learning circles, you can type in learning circles and it lists all of the learning circles in our system.
Great, thank you.
And if you do that search, you'll see that learning circles are as basic as how does the internet work to really getting in deep in specific coding languages. And something else that you can do, listeners, is just go into your local library and start talking with your librarians about what you'd like to learn and maybe something you've seen online or heard on NPR that you'd like to know something more about. One of the best things about learning circles is that they are learner-driven. So if you have something you'd like to know more about, maybe a couple neighbors have thought, you know, we'd like a community garden, but we don't know where to start. Bring that idea to the library. Maybe the neighborhood down the street is interested in it as well, and you get 10 or 12 people interested in the same thing. The librarian will help you find the information, and you're good to go.
Great. Thank you, Martha. So if someone was not able to attend a learning circle, what would be an alternative resource?
Well, we have a lot of learning resources on our website. Two of the products that we offer are lynda.com and Universal Class. You can find those at cmlibrary.org/resources. You'll see a long blue list of everything we offer. There are hundreds of databases, ebook resources, things like that that the library offers for free. But in the L's, you'll see lynda.com, that's L-Y-N-D-A. And down in the U's, you'll see Universal Class. Lynda.com has a lot of really practical courses, things like Excel, Word, PowerPoint, really things to really up your productivity, things that you might have to pay for to beef up your resume, or things that might even be required through work. You can find them for free on lynda.com. Universal Class has some very practical courses, but they also have fun stuff like cake decorating, classes on essential oils and aromatherapy, things that you might just be interested in, but you know, you're busy, your time to yourself is midnight to 1 a.m. CPCC doesn't usually offer classes at that time, but Universal Class is there 24/7. You can work your way through the learning modules at your own pace, and that's another way to learn something on your own. And then, of course, a lot of universities offer free learning opportunities online. For example, the social media marketing class that we offer is through Boston University. So it's free for you. You don't have to go to Boston. You don't have to sign up or anything except through our system. You can also find things on Coursera, edX, Open Learning. There are just a whole lot of sites that offer these courses. Really, the best thing to do if you are looking for something specific is to just go to Google and search free online courses. Once you get past the ads, it will bring up some really good websites like Smithsonian and Allison that can help you learn about everything from the history of comic books to how to take your resume to the next level.
Yeah, I've taken a look at that cake decorating course on Universal Class and learned some interesting techniques.
Did you decorate a cake, Eric?
I did decorate a cake.
How'd it come out?
It came out okay.
So the lynda.com and the Universal Class, what do you need to get on those?
All you need is a library card. And did you know that library cards are free?
What?
Yes.
What if you live outside the county?
Well, if you live outside the county and work for CMS or any of the educational institutions in town, we will work with you to get a library account. If you are a union or outlying resident and don't pay any kind of taxes to Mecklenburg County, then we charge a minimal non-resident fee just to cover the cost of services, and you can still get a library card with us. There are a few other ways that you can get a Charlotte Mecklenburg Library account without having a physical card. We have a partnership with the Mecklenburg County government where every Mecklenburg County employee can use their employee ID number to log into all of our databases. You have essentially an e-card that allows you to use lynda.com, ebooks, everything for free. And then we have a partnership with a number of local schools, including Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, Lake Norman Charter, Charlotte Christian School, some of the other independent schools in town, where students can log in to the library using their student ID number. And students also are able to check out up to 10 books or audiobooks for free and without having overdue fees. So if you don't quite make it back to the library in 3 weeks, we give you a little bit of grace to get that ride to the library to return your book. And then also teachers at CMS and all the participating One Access schools have e-cards using their employee ID numbers.
Didn't the county employees start getting e-cards because the county was going to pay for lynda.com themselves, I believe, but then we decided to just give them library cards.
Exactly. It was really a chance for us to show our fiscal responsibility to Mecklenburg County. They were looking at the learning modules that were offered by lynda.com, and we're going to purchase the resource so that county employees could access the learning modules. And we were able to say, hey, we already use our county funding to pay for that resource. Let us just make it easy for county employees to log in and use it whenever they need to.
Cool. Great.
It also seems to be one of the resources, too, that the patrons are really excited about using.
Yeah, it's really high-quality instruction, and when you come through it, you're really at that next level with whatever you're learning about. If you're on our website, I believe we've mentioned it, cmlibrary.org. If you don't have a library card, in the grid of colored squares in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a red square that says Get a Library Card. And once you have that and you have your library card number, you click on the pink square that says Resources, and that takes you to the big blue list. If you're using one of our online resources like lynda.com or Universal Class, it will ask you to make a username once you enter in your library card number. It authenticates that, yes, you are one of our customers and therefore eligible for their free services, and then you use your email address to make an account so you can track your progress. Another cool resource we have for individual learning is called Mango Languages. So if you're planning a trip or just want to beef up the high school Spanish that you've forgotten, you can use Mango Languages for that as well.
Great.
So thank you, Pam, Yolanda, and Martha. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about learning circles?
Like I said before, if there's something you want to learn about, talk to your local librarian and see if you can get a learning circle started in your area.
All right.
Thanks, Martha. And thank you guys for joining us today at Meet Me at the Library. We hope you enjoyed this program. Visit our other programs on digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org to see more. Also, look for our STEAM episodes focused on science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Please visit our website, cmlibrary.org. Don't forget to check out the library's calendar and resource pages. You can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, #CMLibrary or @CMLibrary. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.